This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, today, something that is not a political candidate interview. We're going to talk about Ford's Pond out to west of Sutherland. Beth Hausman from the Friends of Ford's Pond and Brian Elliott, Community Development Director for the City of Sutherland. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yep, thank you for having us.
So, Beth, let's kind of back up just really quick and... because some people still say, well, what, okay, there's a pond west of Sutherland. So, you know, and they just presume that it's a pond, a body of water. Maybe you can park a car nearby and go fishing. But a lot of people have figured out that there's a lot more going on. But go back to the beginning of how this evolved.
Sure. So in 2014, the city purchased the property out at Ford's Pond. It's a little over 200 acres. And the Friends of Ford's Pond approached the city about having a park out there. We've been working together in this partnership now with the Friends raising the money and helping the city with grant writing. And there is a park out there now, Ford's Pond Community Park, with parking and half of a path around the pond. And we're about to do a lot more.
Well, I was just out there on Saturday cruising back into Roseburg from one of the wineries. And, I mean, even in the last few months, since the last time I'd been up there, it seemed like there had been some things changed. There was a sign I didn't recognize that was newer. Or maybe I just forgot it and it was there before. Who knows? But when you pull into the parking lot, I mean, the view just is incredible.
Yes. Great place to watch the sunset, watch the birds. Absolutely. But we do want you to get out of your car and we do want you to walk around the pond and experience the wildlife. There have been some improvements in the last couple of months, and probably the signs that you're referring to are some of the bulletin boards that went up. We also have developed some trails on the hillside, and we're getting ready to put out wayfinding signs out there. So a lot of work has been going on behind the scenes, and a lot of improvements online.
So what about in the past year? Now, you mentioned those things. Anything else in the past year that's been newer?
Well, we have the Sutherland High School FFA students have already planted 25 acres on the hillside, and they are currently growing another 200 plus oaks to go in at the end of next year to be planted. So we're working on the hillside of clearing the blackberries and bringing the oak savanna woodlands up there, restoring that great habitat that's up there.
Now, the hillside area, you're obviously not doing paved trails there, right?
Correct. Those were primitive trails. They're mowed. They're almost 2 miles of extra trails up there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, were they already, you said primitive trails, were they already kind of there?
We had originally, when we first needed to clear the hillside, we did some mowing, but those paths were not safe for our mowers. And so... some local Sutherland folks who are involved in trail building, Pat Pepiot and Scott Shaver, came out and they helped identify the trails so that they're safe for our mowers and a little easier to walk on. It's a challenge, but it's not something that you wouldn't enjoy doing. And then we got out there and we've mowed it and we've been maintaining it.
So, Brian, talk about the city's role in all of this.
So basically, the city is behind the design. Working with the Friends of Ford's Pond has been a great partnership on that. They've kind of been the behind all the grants and the donation stuff that they raise. But we're kind of in the role of helping out with the design and the completion of the project.
Now, I imagine for this partnership, first of all, this is a little bit unique, right?
It is very unique. Like Beth stated before, the Friends of Ford's Pond, which was established in 2014, they have been the driver on the grants and the donations that they've secured. And then the city's kind of been on the other end of it, on the management side of it, and working with the Friends and the design team, coming up with the conceptual drawing of the pond and moving forward with that design.
Well, and when it comes to getting funding and all these things as well, I mean, the city has the ability to apply for some state park grants and things like that. But as the foundation, you've got the ability to probably source money other places, or maybe sometimes the combination of both of you doing both things can lead to even bigger things.
That's correct. So it's basically building blocks. We take community donations and we use those as match for foundations and smaller grants, and then we use those as match for Oregon State Park grants.
Now, you mentioned the pavement goes about halfway around. What's the plan for getting that the rest of the way?
So I can talk a little bit about that. So 2020, we received or were pending two grants, the Recreational Trails Grant and the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. Those grants were delayed. A lot of that was related to the pandemic. And we weren't able to move forward with that notice proceed on those. So it kind of stalled the project. Those two particular grants were to complete that path. Now those, we have received those notice to proceed for those two grants, plus three other grants to move forward with that. And with those grants, we will be moving forward with the completion of the 1.7 mile path around Ford's Pond. But what we found out that there's roughly about 650 lineal feet that we're going to have to put a boardwalk in instead of the paved path because we're having an impact on the wetlands there. So to minimize that impact, we're going with a boardwalk over that. And that comes back to where, because of the delay in the funding on that 2020 Land and Water Conservation Fund, and they realized that there was inflation and cost of materials and so forth, they're allowing us to amend that grant. With that said, though, you need matching dollars. So every $50 that we receive in donations or something from somebody or an organization that's able to do that, we're able to amend that grant. So we're hoping that with the boardwalk, we know that there could be a shortfall on that, but ultimately the goal is to complete that path at 1.7 miles around Ford's Pond.
Now, how recently did you get this state money?
So August 18th of 2022, we received the 2020 Recreational Trails Program and the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
And is there a time frame for getting like the additional donation dollars to help the project out?
Yes, there actually is. And the reason being is we need to move forward with this project, and we need to take it to council probably December. Early December for the council to approve the scope of work and to approve the engineers or architects design fee so we can move forward and go out to bid. With that being said, we need to identify, currently that's what we're working with the design team, what exactly is going to take place for this boardwalk. As we speak, we have a geotech out there right now checking the soil to see what kind of foundation we need to have underneath that boardwalk to minimize that impact there. So by the end of December would probably be our cutoff date for any donations to the Friends of Ford's Pond on this project.
So Brian gave us this information that we were looking at a potential shortfall. And so the Friends have been out fundraising again, and the first folks to answer the call was First Community Credit Union. $5,000, so that's going to be able to get matched to become 10, and Murphy Plywood of Sutherland, $30,000. So we're continuing this how to build up the funding by the end of the year. Our deadline is the end of the year, as Brian said, so that he can then work with the state to amend it, and that match then would double the money. And I understand that in about 2 weeks or so, Brian's going to have that final number of what our shortfall is for this boardwalk.
So you've really got your fundraising lights on right now.
Oh, boy. We have, yes, high beams, yes.
And you've obviously gotten some good response. And is it coming from beyond the Sutherland community?
Yes, and actually so many different foundations and local civic groups have donated to this. But one of the I tallied up the number of donors from the area and also folks who maybe visited the park and sent in money. And it's over 150 people, individuals, who took the time to send in a donation. And every donation counts because, as you can see, each one then was used as match for a grant, which was then used for another grant. So it's just those building blocks. It's very important that everybody realizes that even a small donation makes a huge impact.
Well, and it sounds like the Friends group, you guys got a lot of hours into this in the last few years.
Over 2,500 hours, grant writing and fundraising in the last 5 years. We've raised over $3.5 million for the Ford's Pond project. Almost all the money, very little money, has gone into anything other than the park. I mean, we have to pay for a post office box and a business license, but all of our hours are donated hours, and look at what we've got. It's great.
All right, more when we come back. Take a break on Inside Douglas County. Beth Hausman, Brian Elliott talking about Ford's Pond. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1, True Wealth Radio at 4, and election coverage tonight here on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. On Inside Douglas County tomorrow, we'll talk with Marion Pearson from the Human Trafficking Group with the Mercy Foundation and some curriculum and some developments there on work they are doing in the area of human trafficking and education of young people. Beth Hausman from the Friends of Ford's Pond and Brian Elliott from the City of Sutherland in with us now. So, Beth, when you look ahead up the road, what kinds of things, if you get, you know, if the fundraising goes right and everything, what could people see in the next, you know, year or two out there?
So right now, Brian is working with 5 different Oregon Parks grants. The Friends helped the city with another $1.2 million, 2 different state park grants this year that will hopefully fund the playground that we're looking at building there. Inclusive playground, all different types of play options with safety surfacing, shaded picnic shelters, restroom, and oversized and bus parking that we wanted to finish adjacent to the Church Road parking. So that is all going to be rolled into this same contract for finishing the path that Brian is going to look at getting that contract filled and completed next summer.
So, Brian, this could be like if you picture it today, think ahead a year or so up the road, it could look very different.
Absolutely. We anticipate going out to bid sometime early spring, hopefully starting construction there soon after and completing construction somewhere between the middle of August and late fall of 2023.
Wow. So is this becoming like a tourist attraction at all? I mean, do you have people hearing about it that stop as they're passing through the Umpqua Valley?
Yes. And that is one of the goals for the park, is to help bring people to Sutherland and encourage them to spend the day out there. There's a food truck pad in the Church Road parking. If anyone has a food truck, contact the city. And there's electrical hookup, picnic tables. We want folks to come out and spend the day in Sutherland and get to know the area.
Well, and even if you didn't do that on a regular basis, if you had something like, somebody had an event out there, or if you had things in the summer that could lend itself to a food truck on a Saturday or things like that, a lot of potential. And I know from working on some other projects, it's great when you get things put into the infrastructure at the front end so they're there when you can do them, as opposed to later on you're like, oh, we could do this, but how we've got to get something wired in and all that. So it seems like you really are doing this very thoughtful, very methodically, to look ahead to the future potential.
So we have a master plan that gives us our direction based on public input. One of those ideas was that the Sutherland High School could run their cross-country track meets out there, which adding this bus turnaround parking will definitely help with that option. All sorts of ideas for walking events, running events, fishing events, absolutely building up the infrastructure, and then it'll be available for groups to use.
So, Brian, the timeline, again, is kind of the big thing right now in terms of getting more money in before you get to the council meeting and kind of buttoning some things up here.
Yeah, so we have some final things to do here. Working with our architect on this, we need to finalize some costs for the boardwalk and the paved path to finish that part. We also need to finalize the restroom and the pavilions, parking area, and the inclusive play equipment. So once we wrap up those and get a little better hard costs on those, we're able to move forward to the council, get their approval on this. And once we get their approval, we can finalize the design, go out to bid, and then hopefully, again, have this project wrapped up by the middle of August through somewhere late fall of 2023.
Beth, you guys have already put some things in because it's, you know, a newer structure, like your water fountain. There was not just a water fountain, but a water bottle filling station, which some of the events I've dealt with up in the Willamette Valley in the past year, that's becoming more of a common thing because it just makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. We're going to have a great bottle filling station. It's also going to have a pet bowl at the bottom because lots of dogs out at the park that are getting hot. And we were very successful in our fundraising for that. So I'm very excited that we're going to have that fountain.
And some unique, well, maybe not unique, but at least newer to me, picnic table design.
It's a great picnic table design and comfortable benches. Lots of folks have been interested in those benches. Brian is the person that you would contact at the city if you'd like to purchase a bench and memorialize a loved one. But yes, those picnic tables that are up in the park are good, sturdy picnic tables. And then we have picnic tables that were donated by the BLM that the Sutherland High School CTE program kids are rehabbing, and that is being funded by the Roundhouse Foundation. So we have all sorts of ADA picnic tables around the park.
So a couple of minutes left. What are some other things you want to make sure people hear about today?
Oh, well, I would love to get the word out to folks that are bringing their dogs to the park. Please keep your dogs on leash. Even if your dog is the sweetest dog in the world, there's other dogs that don't react so well to seeing your dog off leash. And also to clean up after your dogs. The Friends of Ford's Pond provide pet waste bags, and we're going to ask you to please be responsible and use those bags and remove the waste.
Okay. Anything else about fundraising you want to let people know about? How do they contribute?
Absolutely. So our website is fordspond.org. You can donate through there. You can donate through our Facebook page, Friends of Ford's Pond. Our address is P.O. Box 99 in Sutherland, 97479. If you make your checks out to the Friends of Ford's Pond, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. You will get a letter acknowledging your donation, and then we will let Brian know how much money we have raised. And please donate. Let's finish this path.
Now, along with you and your husband, who else is involved with the Friends group?
Yeah, so we have a board of directors. Brian Menefee is our treasurer currently. Jeff Farragan, Larry Whitaker, Crystal Cunningham. We also have a whole bunch of volunteers. One of our volunteers, Tony Rosa, just received a certificate of appreciation from the Sutherland City Mayor, Mayor Sumner. He's put in over 3,000 hours clearing the blackberries and pulling trash and everything that he does. He's amazing. He's out there every day.
Wow. Well, a lot going on at Ford's Pond. And again, folks, the website is, Beth?
FordsPond.org.
All right. Beth Hausman and Brian Elliott, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.